T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised that Colin Morikawa won this thing when you think back to the golf scene since everything reopened, since golf came back at the Charles Schwab. He lost a playoff to Daniel Berger. He came back and then won a playoff at that work day charity thing in the middle of July.
That's my one winner I have in my pool I'm in, Morikawa winning that.
Oh, from that in July?
Yeah, and remember that too. Remember, he was down in that tournament. Three shots with three to play against Justin Thomas.
That's right, yeah.
And got into the playoff. And remember, Justin Thomas made that crazy 50-foot putt to take the lead in the playoff. And then Morikawa hit one from about 25 feet to keep it going and eventually won.
Yeah. Yeah, that was incredible back then. That was month ago now.
Right. Yep.
So he's been in the mix over the last month or so, 2 months really, since golf came back. And basically a lot of guys were in the mix on Sunday. That was cool about it, that you had like 8 or 9 guys in the final 2-3 hours of this thing that could walk away and win it. It was very fun to watch.
It was tremendous. And as you see, and now that you're following golf and you see these things, you know, we talked about Justin Thomas as one of the favorites. I told you last week he has no chance because he won last week. He barely made the cut, and I don't know what he finished, but he was nowhere to be seen with the leaders. And every day had a different leader. Jason Day was the leader after one round. Hyun-Tung Lee after the second round. DJ Dustin Johnson going in after the third round, and none of them won.
Yeah, I know.
None of them won. I thought DJ was going to win. I thought he was going to kind of take control yesterday, and he didn't play terrible, but he just, you know, he didn't do anything spectacular, whereas Morikawa did. You know, Morikawa did the spectacular, and that's what won him the tournament.
Yeah, as it was bunched up at the end, and, you know, for betting purposes, I had two guys in the mix on Sunday, which was a win to me. Daniel Berger, who fell off a little bit late in the fourth round.
He did. And DeChambeau.
And DeChambeau, who was hanging around the entire time, made his move, tied for the lead. It was like 5 or 6 holes in, you know, on Sunday. So he was there. And then I thought DeChambeau
had back-to-back bogeys at some point, didn't he?
Yes, because he was 10.
In the back nine. He dropped 2 shots in the back nine there.
He was at 1.10 under. I think it was back-to-back bogeys that got him to 8 under.
Right.
And then he was always chasing because the leader was at minus 10, minus 11.
Right.
And there were, you know, 8 or 9 guys in that area. And he missed a couple of birdie opportunities to make his move. But I'm watching this thinking, there's going to be something big, something spectacular that's going to cause the separation. Because there was no separation for most of Sunday. And then you said it. On 16 with that eagle, that was the separation, and Morikawa got it.
I thought 14 started it when he chipped in on 14 to take the lead. Now, he wound up getting, because Paul Casey came back and actually birdied as well, if you remember.
Yeah.
Paul Casey birdied 16 before Morikawa eagled it and to kind of tie for the lead. And then Morikawa the next, you know, right away with that, as you said, the eagle on 16 and that turned out to be the winner. I felt bad for Casey. Here's a guy, he's been around a long time. Did you see the stat with him? He has played more majors, 63 major championships, and has never won. And it came very close yesterday, but at the end, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, once I realized DeChambeau wasn't going to be able to pull it off, I found myself rooting for Casey for that reason.
Yes.
You know, hearing
how
he's never been able to break through. And I did think it was a little poetic because I was reading Sunday morning about these comments that Brooks Koepka made at Dustin Johnson.
He did. I saw the interview right after it was on Saturday after he got done. He was on with Amanda Baliones, and he's talking about, you know, he actually finished strong because, remember, he dropped back a little Saturday if you're watching Saturday
yep.
night.
Right.
He birdies two of the last three, gets a big birdie on 18 to get himself just two shots behind DJ going into the final round. And then go ahead, because I heard what he said. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically that he just can't win he wouldn't be able to close on Sunday. What were the exact – how did he
phrase it? Well, what he said was he looked at the leaderboard. She asked him about it, and he said – he looked at the leaderboard, and he said, well, you know, you got a lot of guys on the leaderboard that haven't won. He goes, yeah, DJ did win. He goes, DJ did win one. That's what he says.
Oh, that's how it came out?
Yeah, because okay. DJ did win the one – you know, he won a U.S. Open at Oakmont a few years ago. That's the only major he's won. And Koepka's obviously won four already. He's won
right.
two PGAs and two U.S. Opens. And that came back to bite him because I had him in my pool, and he was never a factor yesterday. I mean, you could see a terrible Sunday. Right. Four or five holes into it, you knew it wasn't happening for Koepka. You just knew it wasn't.
You know, it's funny because I didn't hear him make the comments the way I was reading about it the next day, and then McIlroy kind of came to his defense. It kind of came across worse than maybe the way it sounded.
Right.
Either way, he, you know, let's face it, he flamed out on Sunday.
He did.
Like you said, where he ended up finishing like 30th in the tournament.
Which is rare for him in a major. I mean, usually he gears it up in a major, you know?
Yeah. But it was very cool to watch. And Colin Morikawa, good for him. He's only 23 years old. This was a star-making moment for him.
Yeah, how good is he? He's a tremendous – look, I tell you this all the time, bro. There are so many of these young players that have a chance. I mean, you see it every week. You know, so many guys are right there. You know, like Matthew Wolf. How about him? Matthew Wolf, he missed three very, very short – now, look – putting is tough. You know, I mean, these greens that these guys play on, putting is tough enough, and you see the greens that they play on in the PGA Tour, and they're probably putting on glass, these guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
How fast these greens are. But Wolf missed, like, three very makeable putts. I mean, he wound up being 10 under. He had a chance to win.
Well, he was on fire because he birdied, I think it was 8 and 9,
yep,
and then he eagled 10.
Yes.
And it's like
correct.
He just shot up that leaderboard where he had a chance to win the thing.
He had like five holes in a row where he went like 2-3, 2-3,
right.
something like that. And
right.
wake me up if I can ever do that. 2-3, 2-3, 3 or whatever. Hello. You know? Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it was very fun to watch, and I was rooting a little bit for Tony Finau because I kept thinking back to you telling me
he played
Tony.
You know, Finau, it wasn't a case of Finau blowing it.
Yes,
it just was a case because I thought he played well. He was in the mix right to the end. I think he finished 10 under.
Yeah.
It was a case of really Morikawa taking it. That's really what it was.
Yeah, he had a couple of birdies in a row. I think on like 13 and 14.
Yes.
I was like, all right, well, this guy's closing strong. I've always heard that he can't close well,
and
you're right. It was more about Morikawa winning it than
That's
anything
it.
Else.
That's it. I you know, nobody really blew it. I didn't think Johnson. I mean, DJ finished 2 under for the day.
Right.
I didn't think he played that great, but he just didn't do anything spectacular. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what you needed to do.
Needed this spectacular, and it came from Morikawa. Really
It was fun though. Very nice
now,
weekend.
Will you continue next week? You got I think it's the Wyndham Championship, which I believe is in North Carolina.
That's
will
correct.
You bet that?
Yeah. Oh, I'm all in.
Okay.
I like
and then
it.
You
it's
got
a fun thing to do. Then I got the Northern Trust.
Northern
after
Trust.
That.
You got the playoffs that they call, whatever. And
right.
then you got, and of course, then you still got two more majors. You got the U.S. Open in September and then the Masters in November.
Yeah, the first test was going to be would I still be into this when I got baseball, basketball, and hockey? And you know what I was? It was in the mix. It was in the rotation.
Well, it was
and
great, really, too, that it was primetime. I mean,
the
primetime stuff was outstanding.
Well, you hit it on the head. I really enjoyed, because baseball's still a priority. I'm still more focused on the Mets and the Yankees yesterday than I was the golf. But once that was over at around 4:15, I had a good almost 4 hours straight, getting to watch that. So it's in the mix. It'll be tougher in September and November because now you got football in the mix.
Right.
But no, like the Wyndham Championship and like the BMW, whatever stupid great names that they have coming up.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I watched all these other ones, and what helped is seeing Morikawa win. Actually, I had some appreciation for it because I watched the guy lose the playoff at the Schwab.
Right.
You mentioned what happened at that workday with Justin Thomas.
So it
almost was more fulfilling getting to watch him win because I've seen the guy before. I've seen the kid before and seen him compete.
Yeah. And again, what makes it to me, a lot of people don't like it. I mean, we've had callers, there's no – Tiger's not, what he was, and there's no one dominant guy. But, I mean, that to me makes it great. The fact that there's so many guys that can win any of these tournaments. I mean, you know, every week. I mean, guys we never, you know, guys you never heard of. Who is this one guy that was in it? I never heard of this guy. He's been
Cameron Champ? No,
Cameron Champ I've known for a while. He's one of the longest hitters. In fact, he was the longest hitter, you know, before DeChambeau decided to become, you know.
He was, you know what's funny about Cameron Champ? The name sounded sort of familiar, but I don't remember it. Maybe he hadn't been doing well. I don't remember him over the last seven weeks. With all these tournaments I've watched, I don't really remember that much about him.
He's been getting a lot of publicity earlier on. Like, even like, in, I think he won one in the wraparound season last year, which they kind of still call this year now.
Right.
But he's also was like one of the longest hitters. Like, the guy that supposedly had the fastest swing speed of anybody was Cameron Champ. I don't know if he's swinging it faster than DeChambeau now.
Nah,
but
DeChambeau's the man now.
You know, but, you know, Champ was the guy. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, there's just so many guys. I mean, the guy I'm talking about, he was on a European tour that I never heard of, and he was on the leaderboard for, you know, basically the whole time was this Mike Lorenzo Villa. I never heard of him. You know what kind of I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, well, I saw him on the leaderboard. I didn't know who the heck he was.
Who is he? I didn't know. I guess he's been, you know, played on the European tour, but I don't, you know, and I watched the European tour too on Golf Channel. I don't ever remember him, but and it was great. It was stellar. It really was. It was stellar. And Morikawa is a great player. Keep an eye on him going forward. You know,
I did see him have issues with the trophy afterwards.
Yes,
which
that
I
was
felt
the biggest. That was the biggest thing when the Wanamaker trophy, the top of it fell off. Right.
Yes, indeed. We'll come back. We'll get
but
back
you're
to your
like
phone
a maven
calls
now, bro. I'm telling you, next thing, you will be out there. I'm telling you, Riscona, Lugi, Jastrzemski, you'll be part of that whole mix out
there.
Well,
what I liked about this weekend, and I was explaining this to my wife because she still can't get over that I have golf on the TV. She's like, I'm not used to this. You know, I'm used to you watching baseball, basketball, football. Right. What is this with the golf?
Right.
And I said, look, every week I pick five golfers.
Right, right.
And if I got a guy in the mix on Sunday, I'm going to be more into
it. You've been doing pretty well. I got to give you credit for a guy that really knew nothing about it. You have done a good job picking these guys. I know you had Webb Simpson. He kind of crapped out early.
Yeah, no, I pick five guys in Webb Simpson, Victor Hovland, Abraham Answer. They weren't factors at all.
No.
But I had two guys going into Sunday in Daniel Berger and Bryson DeChambeau that just naturally, and it's not even about the money because I'm not betting that much money on this stuff.
Right, right.
It just keeps me, it's the competitive nature of, hey, let me see if I can get a guy who can hit. And I hit once with Dustin Johnson at the Travelers. That was my big win at like 21-1. So I like picking the five guys and being in the mix.
I like Dustin Johnson already in the U.S. Open.
Odds already came out for the U.S. Open. I was already analyzing them.
I
saw some odds for the U.S. Open.
I could see where him and Koepka are the favorites. Maybe Morikawa now. But
I got to take a look. I was looking at the Wyndham Championship, which is this weekend. Webb Simpson.
Who's playing in that?
According to the odds at FanDuel, and I assume that means the guys are playing. Why else would they list them? Webb Simpson and Brooks Koepka are the top two guys.
Wow. I'm surprised Koepka's playing in that. Okay.
After that, there's a little bit of a drop-off. Yeah. Patrick Reed, Tommy Fleetwood, Paul Casey, Justin Rose.
It's still a pretty good field, though. It's a good field.
That's not
though.
Bad. Jordan Spieth, Sergio Garcia. You
it's
know.
A good field. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
No Tiger this week.
No Tiger. Yeah. I found myself just not interested in Tiger. I mean, because I'm looking to see who's going to win. Not somebody
always
who's just playing out
Tiger.
Their career.
He played well over the first day. He was 2-under on the first day. And never really a factor after. I guess he shot 3-under yesterday, but it was, you know, he was out of it, well out of it by that point.
Yeah. Maybe he's in the mix. That'd be great. But, you know, on Sunday when he's, you know, 10 strokes back, who cares?
The other thing about the tournament was how cold it was there yesterday.
San Francisco, baby.
Yeah, I know. The weather was in the, by the time that, you know, we were getting into the back nine, it was in the 50s there.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference, man. It changes, you know, you'll be hitting clubs, two clubs up, if you will. I know that's hard for you to understand, but two clubs up from what you normally would if you're playing and it's 90 degrees out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what I was keeping an eye on, too? If you remember, we talked late last week about what is going to be the number that wins this tournament.
Right.
How many
under 10
par?
10 under was the over-under, right?
Right. 10 under was the over-under.
And
we
that
had the
was
one...
looking like right on. And for a while, you're looking like, well, this is going to be right on the number.
It looked that way.
Right.
You end up getting three guys that beat the number with DJ and Paul Casey finishing 11 under, and obviously Morikawa at 13
That's
under.
That's it. That's
and then you had a bunch of guys right on that
right
line. DeChambeau, Finau, Day.
Yep.
I forget who else, at 10 under.
Yep.
So the over worked. or the underwork, technically. However you want to look at that.
Yeah, no, it was good stuff. It was, even without the fans, the majors to me, watching those majors, especially Sunday, it's always riveting stuff to me. It really is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.